Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, February 28, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today's show will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Live Your Life with Purpose, a pep talk for living your dreams, with my guest, Yvonne F. Brown, author, speaker, trainer, and coach. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us because I know you have many other things you could be doing. Now, if you're listening on the phone lines, you may ask questions or add comments by pressing #1. If you're over in the chat room, all you need to do is just type in your question or your comments, and I'll be able to see them and read them on the air. Now, some of you are listening to the recorded version of the show. I want to thank you, too, for tuning into the show, either through iTunes or whatever way you access it. Now, regardless of how you access the show, if you enjoy it, please don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it. I would love to have you join me by clicking follow the show, also by clicking add yourself as a friend on the show page. And the show page is blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. And there's also a way over there for you to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Again, I am Flora Brown, author, coach, and inspirational speaker. I invite you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, where you can get a copy of my book, sign up for life coaching, and get a special ebook that I prepared for you called It's About Time. And you get that free when you subscribe to my newsletter. I'm also happy to report, for those of you who have been waiting for it, that my book, Color Your Life Happy, is now available through Amazon for downloading to your Kindle or to your smartphone. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Now, in order to get at that goal, each week I interview guests. My guests come from all kinds of fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting. We even talk about wealth creation and careers, all of those things which contribute to lasting happiness. Now, today my guest is Yvonne F. Brown, president of JAD Communications. Yvonne left her practice of corporate consulting to write and to empower others to live their most meaningful life. She is an award-winning international keynote speaker, an author, trainer, and coach who has helped thousands of people transform their lives. Author of Self-Creation, 10 Powerful Principles for Changing Your Life, and Proven Ways Women Overcome Obstacles and Succeed. She is a national presenter for Live Your Life on Purpose instead of by chance. Yvonne's work has been featured on television, on radio shows, and in local publications. She is also a member of the National Speakers Association. Yvonne helps people break through the patterns of low self-esteem or no self-esteem, especially when comparing ourselves to others, and discover new ways to celebrate and love ourselves. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show Yvonne F. Brown. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Flora. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
Well, I'm delighted to have you join us. I'm going to jump right into the questions so that we can get to as much information as possible. And I suppose other people are thinking this, so I'm going to ask what other people are thinking. Live your life with purpose instead of by chance. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. What I mean by that is that a lot of people just kind of wander through life.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work with Anderson Consulting, one of the big five consulting firms, and I remember there was a man there who had a fabulous job, and I asked him, how did you get this job? And he had no idea. He just, mm. he didn't, he didn't get it with purpose. He just sort of wandered around through his life, and whatever came his way was whatever came his way. And that's what I mean by instead of by chance, because often what happens is people don't have a sense of purpose about what they do. They have a sense of purpose when they go to the grocery store. They have a sense of purpose when they're picking out a new outfit. But when it comes to their life, they don't take the time to have a life of purpose where they sit down, figure out what they want to do, make a plan, and work it. So instead of by chance means whatever comes your way is what you get, which sometimes it's not as good as you might imagine.
It's kind of risky to do it that way. It's risky like that, isn't it?
Well, while it is very risky, however, a lot of people do it. They do it by putting things off, by making excuses, by saying, maybe I'll do it next year. I'll do it when the kids are grown. Maybe I'll do it. So they have ideas, and they have a vision, and they have things they want in life. But they put it off and put it off, and then one day they wake up and go, holy crap, I'm middle-aged, or I'm retirement age, and I don't know how I got here. Mm-hmm. I meant to do this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the clues that will tell someone what their personal vision is? I suppose some people hesitate because they don't feel that they know what their personal vision is or their purpose. So what are some clues that would help us know that?
Well, first of all, we all came here to this life with a life purpose. And our job while we're here is to figure out what that is. And as a coach, I work with people to help them identify what they really want and help them distinguish what the end result is from merely problem solving or just going, oh, here's another thing I have to deal with, but rather by thinking about what they aspire to be, an aspiration. Often people, it comes to you as a vision, oh, I think I want to have a radio show, or oh, I'd like to be an entrepreneur. And so that's your new vision now. And as a vision, you have to realize that it has to be flexible because it may change, it may not wind up being your final vision. But you grab a hold of that feeling that made you want to do whatever the thing is. And as you work towards that vision now, you realize that you what you want may grow more sophisticated in time. And inevitably, you'll reach some elements of your vision and not reach others. And you'll have milestones that change your perception of what you care about, and that might change your vision again some more.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do is also realize that when it's the right vision, when it's your vision, it makes you feel personally more enriched. Mm-hmm. And the task of reaching it makes you feel excited and creative, and you have that life-changing juice pumping through your bloodstream as you get so excited about it because, man, once you get that vision and you start really working on it, all kinds of forces in the universe come together to bring people, opportunities, products, services, whatever you need. They just appear into your life, and you know you're on the right track.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is that we get a vision sometimes, we get a feeling, we may even get it through maybe daydreaming or what we think is a frivolous activity. But if it excites us and makes us energetic, the most important thing we have to do is grab it and go for it. That's what I hear you saying, right?
That is exactly what I'm saying. It does come to you in those moments, those awake moments where it's like you're drifting, you know. The muse comes and whispers in your ear, and you think, oh, I'm alone, but that sounded like I heard it loud and clear.
So most of us then evidently ignore that
ignore that.
Yes, and that's what leads to our downfall. And I like the fact that you mentioned the feeling that we will get when it's our vision, because I know I've been in a situation, I'm sure others have too, where you're doing something because someone else told you to do it or someone is making you do it, and you have this heavy, unhappy feeling because it's not really your vision and it's not really something that energizes you. So we can tell when we're not following our
vision. You absolutely can tell. And and I'll tell you, back to where I said living your life with purpose instead of by chance, I know people who have spent their whole life living the life that someone else wanted. My mother wanted me to be a doctor, or my father wants me to be a lawyer. All our family members are lawyers. Do you like being a lawyer? I hate being a lawyer. Why are you doing it? Well, that's what they expected, so I just did that.
Yeah, and that's too sad, because you're not giving your full self to it if it's not your vision, and that's unfortunate.
And you get more excitement out of it.
You don't. And this is the other catch. You may be making lots of money at it. And that's something that traps people too, right? They may be in a situation where they're making money, but it's just not their vision. It's not their life purpose. It's not their passion. And they stay there because of the money.
The golden handcuffs.
Oh, my goodness. That doesn't feel good. Handcuffs don't feel good no matter what color they are, do they? Before I go any further, would you please tell listeners how they can get a hold of you? Because some of them may be thinking about getting coaching. Some of them may be looking for a speaker for their organization or event. So, Yvonne, tell us the best way to get a hold of you.
Well, the best way to get a hold of me is to go to my organization, my website, JAD Communications, JAD Journey Achievement Destiny. That's what we do, communications with an S on the end. JAD Communications, we help people to find and live their dreams, and we help them through coaching and training and so on. So you go to jadcommunications.com, and you'll see a link there at the top for a speaker site. You can click through if you're looking for a speaker, and if you're looking for training and coaching, then you can stay right there. There's a tab that you can click to connect with me and get the information you need.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Now, I want to move on to talk about something that I've heard you say, but I need you to explain it to us. What is CIC syndrome, and how does that impact our relationships? Could you explain that, please?
Absolutely. CIC syndrome, it's something I call the comparison inferiority complex.
Okay.
CIC, comparison inferiority complex, it's rampant today, and it crosses all lines of industries, careers, business relationships, social level, you name it. Because what happens is when this grips you, you're not even aware it's happening. Sometimes you wake up feeling kind of sad, and it drags you through the day, and you're wondering, what is going on? And then you realize that, you're comparing yourself against other people who are friends or family or whoever. It happens because instead of comparing yourself with yourself, where you've come from, what you've achieved in your own life, and how far you've come, and how much better you're doing, you're comparing yourself against this other person and whatever it is you think they're doing. And I say you think they're doing because sometimes what you think they're doing, they're not doing it at all. It's just a big fake farce that they show to the world, and you're actually doing better than them, only you don't know it. So now when you compare yourself against them, you get an inferiority complex because you think, I'm not making as much money, I'm not being as successful, I'm not whatever it is, I'm not as skinny, I'm not as rich, I'm not as, whatever. And you're wrong, because what you're doing is using the wrong measurement criteria. You measure yourself against your own self of where you started from to wherever you are right now. So that's
so
CIC syndrome.
When you're doing that, then how does that impact our relationships and our achievement? What does that do to our going after our goals?
Well, it's difficult for you to go after your goals when you're suffering from the CIC syndrome, because what happens is you're bummed out and you're depressed all the time. You're dragging around. So the law of attraction says that if that's the mood you're in and that's the kind of way you're living your life, you're going to attract a lot more of that stuff into your life.
Ooh.
Bummed
that's
out
not
people,
good.
Rotten events, and you're wondering, why do these kinds of people always come around me? Well, because that's the signal you're giving out.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you were comparing yourself with your own achievements, you'd be pumped up and excited and working on your vision and figuring out what your next step is. And so you'd be attracting to yourself opportunities and people who can help you and coaches and mentors and business opportunities and those kinds of things, because that's how you're feeling. So it's all you. That's why CIC syndrome is dangerous and bad for you.
It's dangerous. And you know what? I suppose that it is even more prevalent nowadays than perhaps at a couple of decades ago, because we're bombarded with so much information. We learn about everything as soon as it happens all around the world, and we learn about, of course, achievements and other people's events with Twitter and Facebook and those things. We get almost a blow-by-blow description of what people are up to. And if they're reporting only their achievements and their good stuff, I would suppose that this syndrome is even more dangerous. That we're more likely to succumb to this, right?
Not only that, but if you have the opportunity and you get an open kimono, which is reveal everything moment, sometimes you find that all of those social media type venues like Twitter and Facebook and all of those where they have pictures and it's all staged.
Mm.
And if you were to go in the background, you'd find, there weren't 300 people there. There were four people there, the four people that are in the picture. They staged it.
Oh,
and
okay.
So now what you're comparing yourself against is something that isn't even real.
That is not even true or real.
That is not true or real, because you can, with today's tools and software and technology, make anything look any way you want at any time if you're
That's
good
true.
At it.
That's true. And you don't even have to be that good at it either to do it. You're right. That's amazing. Someone once told me that the problem with us is that we compare our insides to the other person's outsides. And that's what you just said, that we see whatever they want us to see, but we don't really see what's going on behind the scenes. And yet, of course, we know what's going on in our insides. So that's an unfair comparison. It's always going to lead us down the wrong path, isn't it?
Absolutely.
you're
totally being unfair to your own self. How mean is that?
That's right. That's right. That's awfully mean.
Pretty mean, I think.
Discover your life purpose. Can we go back to talk a little bit more about that, how someone discovers their life purpose? Because I know that this is probably something you talk about a lot in your training and with your clients.
Absolutely. One of the things that I do with clients is I have them go through a checklist and find what their personal values are. Because if you align what you do and who you are around your own personal values, not other people's values, not what people expect to be your values, but your own values, you'll find that you are a lot happier. And then what can happen is, in that happiness and with doing things that match your values and personal beliefs and your mindset, that you have those moments where you are so in heaven. You feel like you are you are so thrilled and so happy. Time just slips away. You're lulled into this joyous moment. That's when you make a note of, what was I doing at that time?
Discovering your values and your beliefs is where you start with the discovering your purpose.
Absolutely, because you align what your purpose in your life and your vision is going to be around your own values.
Okay.
So you have to know what those are
okay.
before you can step forth. That's why part of the exercise is, let's figure out what that is. And then often people are surprised at the outcome and go, wow, that's interesting that I picked that, that it turned out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at, why did it turn out that way? And you figure out, okay. And often what happens is when they feel that joyous moment I was just talking about, where they feel like they're in heaven, they're just so
mm-hmm.
happy. Time flies, and time has no meaning to them.
Mm-hmm.
They are actually doing something that's aligned around their values. When they stop and take a look, they'll go, wow. That thing that actually matches my values. Maybe that's why
mm-hmm.
part of why I was so happy. So
mm-hmm.
my purpose then is most likely focused around doing something like what I was doing in that moment.
Right. And once we discover what that purpose is, what can we do next? I mean, so let's say I've discovered my purpose is to empower other people to help them live happier lives and make good choices in their lives. What would I do next?
Well, the next thing that you have to do is set a goal.
Okay.
Design a goal to achieve whatever that purpose is.
Okay.
And setting goals is the first step towards being successful at whatever it is you plan on doing.
Okay.
Because without a goal, there is no focus.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of wander around, and anything that comes into your path just kind of gets included. But when you have a goal, when you put that goal in writing, then it's quick and easy to recognize when something's coming your way and it's got nothing to do with your purpose and your objectives and your vision.
I'm glad you said that, because once we start working toward a goal, other things are going to come up. But if we have our goals written, as you pointed out, that's extremely important, having a written list of things. Then we can easily measure, we can easily compare what's coming up. Does it fit in with my goal? And if it doesn't, then it's so much easier to say no to it, because it's really going to distract or delay or detour you from your goal. So it's easier to keep moving forward. But if we don't know what that goal is, as you said, it's going to be easy to be distracted by every bright, shiny object that comes along, and there are lots of them.
Especially today. There are so many. There's one a minute. You know,
oh,
just
yeah.
like they go, there's an app for that. Yeah. That new
right.
app is called Distraction.
That's right. And you said something earlier, too, I want to bring up again at this point. Once somebody starts moving toward a goal, it's important for us to recognize that we have to be flexible, because once we start moving toward the goal, as we get more information, more experience, we may change direction a little bit, or we may reshape that goal. It may not end up looking or feeling exactly like what we thought, but we have to keep listening to that vision and following that vision. And as you pointed out earlier, you know, we may end up someplace a little different from where we started, but as long as we keep those values and beliefs in line, then we'll still end up in the right place, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you know,
and
what?
Of course, people have to remember that they have to write it down. I can't stress that enough.
Right, right. Yeah, I've had experience of writing goals down and forgetting all about them. You know, years later, I run across the list again, and I'm always so surprised, especially if it's been a long time, 5, 10 years ago. I have notes from way back, and it's amazing how many of those things I've accomplished. And I didn't realize, you know, how powerful it was to have written them in the first place, and how, as you pointed out, the people, the things that you need to realize your goal will come up once you have set that intention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Brian Tracy,
now,
one of my favorite people, said that people mm-hmm. with clear-written goals accomplish far more in a way shorter period of time than
mm-hmm.
than people without written goals could ever imagine.
Yeah,
and
it is. It seems magical, but it's exactly putting your intention on paper, you actually are putting it in your mind, and you're setting your direction. You know what? We're near the end of today's show, and I want to urge everyone who's been listening to share what you've learned with your family and your colleagues, but also to come back and get the recording, because this show has been recorded. It will be available here on my show page, blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. You can return and listen to it, or better yet, download it and put it in your car, in your iPhone, your whatever device, and listen to it again. Yvonne, I want to thank you and ask you, do you have any closing words for my listeners before we leave?
Yes, actually I do. What I'd like to do is I'd like to make an offer to your listeners before we leave, which is I have a workbook that you can use to find and live your personal vision. Now, as we were talking, I just now decided that I am going to make that ebook available super, super cheap.
Okay.
Meaning F-R-E-E free.
Oh, that's really
cheap. For your listeners. And
okay.
What I'm going to do is that product is for sale at JAD Communications, and I will give you a code.
Okay.
FB2011. This
okay.
FB2011 code.
Okay.
I will go to my have it set up in my shopping cart by the end of the day today, so that
okay.
when that product comes up, you put in that code and it'll change it to free book.
Okay. Now the code is F like Flora Brown. FB.
Yes. FB. Flora Brown.
Flora Brown 2011. Oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
So they
and,
would go over to your website, jadcommunications.com.
jadcommunications.com, absolutely. And I will have, when they go into the bookstore, where Finding and Living Your Personal Vision is a book there. When they click
okay.
on that and it comes up, they'll be able to put in the code and get it for free with the code, but only for a short period of time. So I'm going
okay.
to let that stay there until the end of this week.
Oh, thank you so
very much. So today is Monday. By Friday, we're going to take the code off. So
that's
I will
wonderful.
Set up the code by the end of the day today, and
okay.
they have 1 week to get it.
Well, thank you for your generosity, because this is the next step. Now that people have discovered what they need to do, it really helps to have a tool like this.
Absolutely.
So thank you for making this available. I am delighted, and I am going to look forward to listening to this again myself. I'm going to invite all my listeners to join me again next Monday, March 6th. At 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for another exciting, inspiring, and informative show. In the meantime, I want to remind you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, to grab your free ebook when you subscribe to my newsletter. And don't forget to go over to Yvonne's site to take advantage of this generous offer. And her site again is J, like in, what did the letters stand for?
Journey, Achievement,
okay.
Destiny.
Journey, J-A-D. Achievement, Destiny, JADCommunications.com. Go to the bookstore and find the book, Finding and Living Your Personal Vision. And then when it asks you to pay, you want to put in the code, F like in Flora, B like in Brown, 2011. Thank you again for being on the show, Yvonne, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
My pleasure.
I am
Thanks
your host, Flora Brown of Color Your Life Happy, the show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. I am coming to you from Anaheim, California. Please have a blessed week, and remember to color your life happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Color your life happy.com.